Now the news, I'm Wen Ji. China's PMI for the manufacturing sector is back in expansion territory, coming in at 50.8 in March. Data from the National Bureau of Statistics also shows that the non-manufacturing PMI stood at 53 in the same month, up from 51.4 in February. Chinese diplomat Wang Kejian has reiterated the country's call for a ceasefire in Gaza. The ambassador from China's foreign ministry recently met with officials in the region about the conflict between Israel and Hamas. He is the first envoy from China to visit the region since October 7th. Wang spoke exclusively to CGTN about his trip.
China has always been committed to promoting a ceasefire. I've visited Egypt, Palestine, Israel, and Qatar, focusing on in-depth exchanges with all parties on the conflict in Gaza and listening to their opinions and suggestions. The purpose of my visit is to help the situation in Gaza cool down as soon as possible and strive to gather a consensus internationally. During this visit, I met with the diplomatic officials of the countries I visited, officials of the Arab League, and the head of the Hamas Political Bureau. The concerned parties appreciate China's positive efforts in promoting ceasefires and ending wars, easing humanitarian situations, and avoiding conflict spillovers.
Local media say a new shipment of aid for Gaza has left the port in Cyprus. It contains food that is mostly flour, rice, and sugar. This is the second aid shipment for Gaza from Larnaca since the Marine Corridor was initiated earlier this month. The United Nations said more than 1 million people in the Gaza Strip are facing an extreme level of food insecurity. China says it has 1.26 million unmanned aerial vehicles as of the end of last year, with an increase of more than one-third. The Civil Aviation Administration has approved the establishment of 17 civil unmanned aviation test zones and three test bases. Officials from the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology have said that China will support the low-altitude economy with innovation and equipment upgrades in the general aviation industry. Peruvian President Dina Boluarte has slammed raids on her home and office after authorities carried out overnight searches in conjunction with a corruption probe. She has refused to resign over the probe centered around luxury watches she has been wearing publicly. Police officers and officials from the public prosecutor's office raided Boluarte's house in what was the first time in Peru's history that police forcibly entered the home of a sitting president. Boluarte is being preliminarily investigated for a case on whether she has enriched herself illegally while serving in the government. She has denied accusations of corruption. Bulgaria and Romania have officially become members of Europe's Schengen area. Controls at the internal air and sea borders will be lifted. Austria previously blocked the two countries' entry into the border-free travel area over concerns about illegal immigration, but reached an agreement in principle with the two fellow European Union members. A power company says the largest thermal power plant in eastern Ukraine is destroyed in a Russian missile attack. The company says workers are still clearing the rubble, and there is no access to most of the equipment at Zhmivska. Russia fired dozens of missiles and combat drones at Ukraine, which Ukrainian authorities described as the largest strike on the country's energy infrastructure to date. Russia's defense ministry said the military launched massive attacks on energy and military facilities in Ukraine and achieved all goals. In sports, table tennis world number one Fan Zhendong is out of the WTT champions Incheon after losing 4-2 at the hands of Hugo Cardorano in the semifinals. The Brazilian player will take on second-seeded Chinese paddler Liang Jingkun, who edged past his compatriot Ma Long 4-3. On the women's side, Sun Yingsha and Wang Manyu set up an all-Chinese final. And that's the news. I'm Wen Jie.